Alexander, you've just completed your dressage test. Talk me through it.
It was a little bit tricky. The horse, he's not been out for a month. And, you know, he worked in really, really nicely. He went over and the banners and he got a bit spooky, spooked at the flowers. As you've seen a lot of flowers and, yeah, again, going up the centre line, then, you know, he's just not really concentrating, a bit distracted. So it just made the whole test quite difficult. When he was in the movements, he was great. But when he had to go into the corners, which should be the easy bit, was when he was looking at the boards and, you know, the arena next door finishes a little bit of applause and his ears are going and he's everywhere but with me, really, which was very frustrating, but that's horses.
It's another highlight in the equestrian year. Do you feel as best prepared as you can be coming into it?
No, because our horse hasn't been out for a month because he, you know, he jumped out of his paddock and he cut his leg and he had to have a little bit of time off. But we did earmark this for him because it's a very demanding cross-country test and he's pretty much full thoroughbred. So this is the only horse which I brought from the yard because I think the sort of course suits him. The other horses that we had qualified, we're going to aim elsewhere because it's the ground and the terrain doesn't really, you know, suit the younger ones like that. So, but for him, it was really suited and we were hoping for a good result. This is going to make it a bit difficult, I think, because it's going to be a bit of a climb for us after that dressage, unfortunately.
But what's it mean to you personally to be competing here at the Magic Millions Festival, a British event in?
It's a great event and it's a great British event because it's for the British Championships here in Princess Anne's back garden, which is, you know, which we're very grateful for. It's a very beautiful, picturesque event. And the atmosphere around the main arena is amazing. The way this kind of, it works in a bowl and it's like an amphitheatre. A lot for the horses to take in, but it is a great environment for us to go in and really feel special and it really prepares the horses for future big events. So yeah, I mean, it's lovely and it's always nice for the public middle of the summer to come out and really experience eventing in its best format. You know, it's very short format. They can go 30, 40 yards and go from the show jump into the cross country and, you know, they can really enjoy it as well as the stands and have the odd ice cream, I think, if the sun keeps shining like this.